Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo 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 Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Ajnanat Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevaja Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Omagashin Namadura and Lai. Jin Tim, Woman Gin Junk Cook, could you stop? So this Bhagavad Gita, we're teaching this Bhagavad Gita, the message of Bhagavad Gita, this is the essence of the Vedas.
所以博迦梵歌我们讲授的这门经典它是伟达经典的精髓.
The Vedas are eternal books, eternal, it's eternal knowledge which comes originally from Krishna and was given in the beginning of the creation to Brahma.
伟达经是在创造之初有 Krishna 最先讲给婆罗诃摩听的，它是所有知识的源头.
So this knowledge has been passed down since the beginning of the creation.
所以这门知识是从这个创造之始开始传递下来的.
It is still present in the world today in the form of the teaching of the Krishna Consciousness Movement.
这些知识呢，到现在还存在于这个世界上，以Krishna知觉的形式展现出来。
Now the Vedas are very vast and they cover many topics. It's contained in many volumes of books.
伟达经典，浩纸繁翼，有很多很多诗。
But Bhagavad Gita is the essence.
但是博迦梵歌是其中的精髓。
Bhagavad Gita is teaching, first of all, who are we?
博迦梵歌首先教我们的是我是谁?
If we do not understand in the beginning who we are, we will get everything else wrong.
如果在最开始我们都不知道我们自己是谁的话，所有的一切都是错误的。
Just like if you're doing some addition, and in the beginning if you make one mistake, then that mistake will be carried through at the end.
就好像我们在做一些编辑工作，如果在最初的开始是错的话，后面所有的一切都会跟着错。So,
Krishna is speaking this Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, and he is explaining to Arjuna first of all his identity as a soul.
所以呢，Krishna首先把这个知识交给 Arjuna，他最先讲的就是说，Arjuna应该是灵魂，他的身份是灵魼。
If we ask people, who are you? Someone will say, I'm a Chinese, I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm a foreigner.
如果我们问别人你是谁，首先他会回答说，我是一个男人，一个女人，一个外国人，一个中国人。
Someone will say, I'm a boss, or I'm a worker.
还有人他会说，我是老板，或是我是员工。
We identify with different designations of our material body.
我们认同于我们不同的躯体的这个身份。
Someone thinks I'm young,
I'm old.
有人会想，哦，我年轻。有的人会想，哦，我很老。
The body is always changing.
但是我们这个身体是不断变化的。
This body is compared in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna compares this body to the dress.
在博迦梵歌中 ，Krishna 把躯体比喻为一件衣服。
Just as we change the dress, we change the body.
就好像我们每天换衣服一样，我们也在换这个躯体。
From boyhood to youth to old age, the body changes.
从小孩子，然后到年轻人，到老人，这个躯体在不断的变化当中。
But the soul never changes.
但是灵魂却没有变化。
Our identity is eternally the soul.
我们的身份是永恒的灵魂。
I'm a student of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
我是 Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 的一个学生。
This picture is here.
这张照片就是他。
He wrote this book.
他写了这本书。
At least he gave the commentary on this book, the teaching of this book.
他讲述了这本书的这个评注。
And translated it from Sanskrit.
把它从梵文翻译出来。
So, when Prabhupada would meet people, people would often ask him, "What is your age?"
当帕帕德他会见其他人的时候，很多人会问他：“您多大了？您高寿？”
Prabhupada would tell them, "I'm the same age as you."
帕帕德会说：“我和你一样年纪。”
He would say, "Yeah, I'm the same age as you."And they would say, "No, no, you're old. We're young."
他们会说，哦，不是这样吧？我你很老，我们都很挺年轻的。
But Prabhupada would say to them, "No," he said, "You are the soul. I am also a soul, and our soul is eternal."
帕帕会给他们讲，不是这样子的。你也是灵魂，我也是灵魂，灵魂都是一样的，是一样年龄的。
This body is only the vehicle.
这个躯体只是一个工具而已。
Someone has an old car and somebody has a new car.
有的人有一辆旧车，有的人有一辆新车。
But the person driving the car is not connected to the age of the car.
但是这个驾车的人却跟这个车的年龄没有关系。
The one who understands this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is not afraid of death.
一个人理解了博迦梵歌，他就不会害怕死亡。
In this material world, everyone is afraid of death.
在这个物质世界中，每一个人都害怕死。
We want to make a lot of efforts to live longer in this world.
我们做很多努力，使自己能在这个世上活得更久一些。
But if we understand the knowledge of yoga, we're not worried about death.
但是人一旦理解了明白了这门瑜伽的知识以后，他就不会再担心死亡。
Because death is simply the change of the body.
因为死只不过是换一个身体而已。
If you have an old car and you get a new car, you don't lament, you don't feel sorry about it.
如果你开了一辆破车，现在换一辆新车，你不会感到很悲痛。
Yeah, you get a new car, you'll tell people, "Come and see my new car."
如果你有一辆新车，你就会给别人讲，来来来，看看我的新车。
You don't think, "Oh, what happened to my old car?"
你不会说，哎呀，我的破车怎么办呢？怎么了？
No, we're happy, just like these ladies. When they get new clothes, they don't worry about the old dress.
就好像。这些女士们，如果她们有了新衣服，她就不会再为旧衣服而担心。
The same way, when we give up this old body, we get a new body.
同样的，我们放弃这个旧的躯体，我们得到一个新的躯体。
But yoga will help us to determine what kind of body we're going to get in the next life.
但是瑜伽会教我们，我们在下一生得到怎样的一个躯体。
What kind of body are we going to take when we give up this body? Are we going to have a better body in the future or a worse body?
他会教我们，一旦我们放弃了这个躯，现在这个躯体以后，我们是得到一个更好的躯体呢，还是到一个更差的躯体？
Now we have this human body. And we have to decide, do we want to go up, or do we want to go down, or do we want to come back?
现在我们有一个人的躯体，我们可以决定我们想要提升呢，还是可要想要堕落，还是再回来。
We have that choice. It's determined by how we live our life in this world.
我们具有选择权，这就是取决于我们在这一生怎么生活。
There's a story about one astrologer who came to a village.
有个故事讲的是一位星象学家，他到了一个村庄里。
So four people came to see him. They wanted to know their future.
所以。那也来了四个人，这四个人都想知道将来他们自己命运是如何的。
And they brought their sons with them. They were anxious to know about the future of their son.
同时呢，他们还带了他们自己的儿子，他们也想知道儿子的命运是怎样。
One was the king of that place, and he brought his son with him.
有一个呢是当地的国王，他把他的儿子带来了。
So the astrologer gave a blessing. He said, "May your son live forever."
这个星象学家就给他一个祝福。他说，祝福我希望你的儿子能够，长命百岁。
And then the next person came. He was a renounced person living in the forest doing austerity.
然后呢，又来了一个人。第二人他是一个弃绝者，他生活在一个。
And he was living in the forest with his son also. So his son was blessed. May your death come soon.
然后这个弃绝者呢，也是和他儿子生活在一起，所以这次他跟他儿子一起来。这个星象学家就跟他讲，他说：“我希望你的儿子马上就去死，马上就死掉。”
And the next person was a butcher. He came with his son, and the astrologer blessed the butcher's son.Don't live, don't die.
第三个人呢，他是一个屠夫，然后他也带了儿子过来，然后星象学家就跟他讲，我希望你的儿子呢不生，不活着也不死掉。
And then the fourth person came, and he was a devotee worshipping Krishna, and he blessed him. He says, doesn't matter if you live or if you die.
第四个人呢，他是一个奉献者，他也带了他儿子，然后。倾向比较给他讲，他说：“你的儿子可以活着，也可以死掉，没关系。”
So, when they heard these blessings which were given, they were very puzzled. They said, "Please tell us, what is this blessing? What? Why have you given this blessing? What is the meaning?"
他们得到这些祝福以后呢，都困惑不解，所以他们就请求说：“请告诉我，到底这些祝福是什么意思？”
So, the astrologer explained. He said, "The king's son."He said, the king is very rich and powerful. He can do anything he wants. So his son can do whatever he likes. Nobody can tell him. He cannot do anything. He doesn't listen to anyone. And he does many bad things.
这个星象家就说，这个国王呢，他很富有，他什么都有，他什么都可以做。这样子，他儿子呢，也是什么都有，什么都可以做。没人可以对他说，阻止他。所以呢，这个儿子呢就做了很多坏事。
So he blessed the king's son, said, "Live forever, because now you're enjoying. But once you die, you don't know where you will have to take your next breath."
所以他说呢，这个儿子呢，这个国王的儿子呢，最好呢就是一直活下去，因为他做了很多坏事，不知道他死了以后会变成什么样子。所以呢，今生既然有享受的，那么最好祝福就是让他一直活着。
Now the sage's son was living in the forest. They were living very austerely, eating only some wild leaves and fruits. They were not doing any harm to anyone.
那么这位生活在森林里的圣人呢，他们过得很苦行的生活，他们只吃些树叶啊花，然后呢，他们不对任何生物做伤害，不伤害任何生物。
So he blessed that sage's son. He said, may his death come soon. Because
so,
once he gives up his body, then he will get a very good birth in his next life.
所以呢，他祝福这位圣者的儿子，希望他能够立刻死去。因为一旦他死了以后呢，他因为他做了很多苦行，他来生会得到一个非常好的躯体。
Then the butcher's son, he blessed him, don't live and don't die. Because he said, he's living in hell, and when he dies also, he will go to hell.
那么这个屠夫的儿子呢，他最好不要生也不要死，因为为什么呢？他在这一生活着就像生活在地狱一样，他死了以后他也是下地狱。
But the devotee of Krishna, he told him, doesn't matter if you live or die, because now you're chanting the holy name of Krishna, you're eating the food offered to Krishna, you're not doing any harm, you're doing only service for Krishna. So in the next life also, you'll have the chance to serve Krishna.
那对于奉献者呢，他其实今生就在从事奉献服务，唱诵圣名，然后荣耀菩萨等，不做坏事，所做的都是为主做服务。那么他即使在来生的话，他也从事这些奉献服务。
So this example, this story is given to illustrate how the devotee has a better life in this life and in the future.
这个故事讲的就是说，一位奉献者他怎么生活在这一生跟下一生。
We learn from Bhagavad Gita how to be a devotee.
我们从《博伽梵歌》中学习怎么成为一位奉献者。
Practice of yoga is based on ancient principles.
瑜伽的修习是基于古老的经典的。
According to the Vedas, the symbol of religion is a bull.
根据韦达经这个。宗教原则的代表是一头公牛。
The bull stands on four legs.
公牛有四条腿。
And these four legs represent four principles.
这四条腿分别代表了四个基本原则。
First of all, there is mercy.
首先就是仁慈。
Then there is austerity.
然后是苦行。
Cleanliness.
洁净
and truthfulness
真诚
these four principles are recommended for civilized people
这四条原则是人们确认什么是文明人的标准
but mercy is destroyed where there is killing of animals
但是因为存在着屠杀动物这个仁慈就被摧毁了
the Vedas tell us thatIf you eat meat, then you're also responsible for killing animals.
如果韦达经讲到，如果我们吃肉的话，其实我们同样对这个屠杀动物负有责任。
Some people say, "No, I never killed anything. I'm only eating."
有人会说，我什么动物都不杀，但我只是吃而已。
But if we eat, then we're also responsible for.We take some share in the karma involved in killing animals.
那么，即使我们只吃的话，我们其实也会对此负责。我们也承担了一些业报。
Some people say, "Is it important to be vegetarian?"
有人会说，做一个素食者很重要吗
？If you do good spiritual practice, is it necessary to be a vegetarian?
如果我们灵修的话。有必要成为一个素食者吗
Just like we were coming here, we saw a big Christian church. So I know many Christians, they all eat meat.
就好像我们在路上看到一个很大的教堂，有很多基督教徒，他们都吃肉。
And they will say, "Oh, meat eating is not important. You can eat meat if we want. It doesn't matter."
他会说，吃肉不是什么重要的事情。如果你想要吃的话，你就可以吃。
But we say, according to the Vedas, according to Bhagavad Gita, it's important.
但是我们知道，根据经典的话，吃肉这一条是很重要的。
There's a story about one man. He was raising chickens.
有个故事讲的是一个养鸡的人。
So he saw the front part of the chicken is eating food, and the back part is laying eggs.
他看到这个鸡。前半部分在吃
and the back is giving eggs
后半部分在下蛋
so he thought The back part is very valuable. We're getting eggs. But this front part is costing me money. I have to buy the food to feed it.
所以他想，诶，后半部分下蛋很有用，我可以有赚钱，但前半部分只是在花我的钱，所以呢，我必须把它砍下来，只留下后半部分。
Yeah, but let me cut off the front part, which is eating the food. We'll just keep the back part.
如果我把前半部分砍掉的话，我们后半部分的利益更大。
Is it a good idea?
这是一个好主意吗？
Have you seen that kind of chicken?
你们看见过这样的鸡吗？只有一半。
没有。
So in the same way, you have to, the food we eat, the diet we keep, it relates, it's important to our practice.
所以呢，我们吃的食物其实对我们的这个休息是很重要的，灵修是很重要的。
This is how we get the quality of mercy.
这就是我们怎么能够获得仁慈的这个我们所获得的仁慈的质量。
We have to give mercy to others, not only animals.
我们必须给予其他人仁慈，不仅仅是动物。
The greatest mercy we can give to people is to instruct them about Krishna consciousness.
我们所能给予其他人的人最大的仁慈，就是教授他们有关于 Krishna 知觉的知识。
Gokula Prabhu is doing it the greatest mercy.
Gokula Prabhu 他在做最大的布施最大的仁慈给予大家最大的仁慈
giving you all the mercy of Krishna
给所有在座的各位Krishna 的仁慈
so we give mercy to everyone
因此我们给予所有人仁慈
we do not consider who is qualified and who is not qualified
我们不会考虑谁有资格谁不具资格
We want to be merciful to every living entity.
我们希望对所有的生物体都仁慈。
Even little insects.
即便是一个小昆虫。
We want to make them also Krishna conscious.
我们也想让他们具有 Krishna 知觉。
That is mercy.
这就是仁慈。
So you have on the altar here, you have two figures, beautiful brass figures.Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda.
这里有神坛，我们有两个非常美丽的铜像，他们是主 Chaitanya 和主 Nityananda.
Chaitanya is on the right, and Nityananda is on our left.
Chaitanya 右边的那位是 Chaitanya， 左边的那位是 Nityananda.
So they appeared in this world 500 years ago.
他们在五百年前显现到这个世界。
And they gave the greatest mercy to the world.
他给整个世界带来极大的仁慈。
They went everywhere distributing love of Krishna.
他到每个人那边来分派 Krishna 的爱。
And they brought many fallen souls and made them into great devotees of Krishna.
他使很多堕落的灵魂都变成了主 Krishna 的奉献者。
Chaitanya is Krishna himself.
Chaitanya 是 Krishna 本人。
Nityananda is Krishna's brother, Balarama.
Nityananda 是 Krishna 的兄弟 Balarama.
Krishna and Balarama appeared in this world 5,000 years ago.
Krishna 和 Balarama 在五千年前显现在这个世界。
5,000 years ago, Lord Krishna spoke this Bhagavad Gita.
五千年前，主 Krishna 讲述了这本《薄伽梵歌》。
And in this Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna asked everyone to surrender to him.
在薄伽梵歌中 ，Krishna 要求所有人都皈依于他。
But he never showed them how to surrender.
但是他没有展示怎么来皈依于他。
Therefore, 500 years ago, Krishna came again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
这也就是为什么在五百年前，主 Krishna 亲自以主 Chaitanya 的形象展现。
And to show us, to demonstrate how to surrender to Krishna.
来展示给我们怎样来皈依于 Krishna.
What were the activities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Every day, everywhere, he was teaching people about Krishna and chanting the name of Krishna.
那么 Chaitanya 来到世界，他做了什么呢？他在和 无论到什么 地方，无论在什么时间，他都教人们唱诵 Krishna。
Lord Chaitanya has asked us also, wherever we go, whoever we meet, tell them about Krishna。
主权太娘还教我们，无论你去哪里，无论你遇见什么人，都告诉他们有关 Krishna 的事情。
In this way, you also become spiritual teacher, guru.
这样子的话，你也就成了灵性导师 guru.
You may say, "No, no, I'm not qualified."
可能会，你可能会说，哦，我没有资格呀。
I also think I'm not qualified.
我也觉得我自己不够资格。
But whatever we know, if we have heard it from this, from the right channel, from the right authority, then it is perfect knowledge.
但是无论你所讲的来自于一个正确的途径，这样子的话一切都是完美的。
And what if you repeat that knowledge, that is perfect.
如果你再重复这样的知识的话，这就是完美的。
We may not be perfect, but what we are teaching is perfect.
我们可能不完美，但是我们所教授的是完美的。
That is important.
这非常重要。
If you study this Bhagavad Gita, you will get perfect knowledge.
如果你我们研习这本《薄伽梵歌》，我们就得到了完美的知识。
You just have to repeat what you hear from this Bhagavad Gita.
我们只需要来重复这本《薄伽梵歌》的知识。
We want to understand Krishna, but first we have to understand who we are.
我们想要了解 Krishna， 但首先我们应该了解自己，我是谁。
We know we can hear that we are a soul. We can say I am a soul, but we have to also realize that we are the soul.
我们可以说我是灵魂，说说而已，但是我们必须要觉悟到这一点。
Then we have to act as a soul, not as a body.
然后呢，应该像灵魂一样去活动，而不像。不应该认同于躯体去活动。
When we act as a body, we're controlled by the senses.
如果我们以躯体去活动的话，我们就会受感官的控制。
Right? How many senses do we have?
对吗？我们有多少感官呢？
Who knows?
谁知道？我们有几个感官呢？
How many senses? 我们有多少感官？你不知道啊？你有身体。我们有多少感官？啊 ，Luga。Luga， if we include the mind, then we have six. Yeah. If you include the mind, then there's six.
如果你包括这个头脑心意的话，这一部分的话，应该是六，也是六感官。
But we're not going to include the mind. We're just going to speak of the other five senses.
但是呢，我们在这里讲的就是说，不包括这个头脑的心意，那么只讲的是五个感官。
The eyes,
眼睛、
nose,
鼻子、
ear,
耳朵、
tongue,
舌头、
and skin,
皮肤。
We can sense that something is hot or cold. The skin can feel.
我们能感知，就一些东西是冷的、热的，皮肤能够感觉。
These are the five senses.
这就是五个感官。
In spiritual practice, like yoga, we have to control the senses.
在瑜伽的这个灵性修习当中呢，我们必须控制我们的感官。
Which one of the five senses is the most difficult to control?
那么在五个感官中，哪一个是最难控制的呢？
We will ask some ladies.
我们来问一下女士们。
Which one do you think is the most difficult?
在五个感官中，哪一个最难控制呢？
Oh, very good.
非常好。
Very good. You know, the other day I was in Shanghai and I asked this question, and they were all highly educated, materially people, highly educated material. But they guessed many times. They never said ever the tongue. They said every other sense.
上一次我在上海，他们都是得到年轻人，得到很好的教育的年轻人。当我问这个问题的时候，他们什么其他的答案都猜了，就是没有说舌头。
But this girl got it immediately.
但是这位女孩子，她一下子就得到了答，做出了正确回答。
非常聪明。 Yes, the tongue is very difficult, the most difficult of all the senses to control.
是的，舌头是所有感官中最难控制的。
Very active, even, you know, the tongue is always throbbing, moving. It's so difficult to stop.
是舌头，它是不停的在动啊，它很难控制。
We want to speak.
我们想要说。
We like to eat.
我们想要吃。
We like to eat many things.
我们想吃各种各样东西。
Yeah, we will eat things which are, you know, not really meant to be eaten.
我们甚至想要吃那些根本就不是用来吃的东西。
We know they're not really good for us, but we eat them anyway.
尽管有时候这些我们知道这些东西对我们吃的对我们不好，但是我们还是去吃。
The tongue demands. The tongue wants to taste.
舌头总是想品尝。
And when it's not tasting, then it's speaking.
如果我们一旦我们不吃东西呢，我们就说话。
We will speak things which are not pleasing to people, which you know hurt them.
我们说的话呢，可能总是别人听起来不舒服，不喜欢。
We will speak words which are, you know, give pain and hurt people.
有时候我们说的话会给别人带来痛苦，会伤害到其他人。
Bhagavad Gita tells us there is austerity in speaking.
薄伽梵歌教我们说话也要苦行。
Austerity in speaking is to speak words which are pleasing to others.
言语的苦行就是说要说那些使别人听了愉悦的话。
It's not easy to cultivate this quality.
要培养这个品质不容易啊。
We can be very expert.In insulting and causing pain to others by speaking harsh words.
我们很擅长说一些尖刻的话来伤害别人。
So this is something we have to practice. We have to learn some control over the tongue.
这就是一些我们需要练习，我们需要来控制自己的舌头。
When the tongue is controlled, then the mind becomes more peaceful.
如果我们舌头得到控制的话，我们的心意就会变得更平和。
And we become happier.
我们会变得更快乐。
To control the tongue, we have to learn to eat the proper food.
要控制舌头的话，我们必须吃正恰当的食物。
We don't say you should not eat. We don't say stop eating, but we say eat good food, eat pure food.
我们不是说不吃东西，我们是说吃好东西，吃恰当东西，吃净化的东西。
And we don't say don't speak to people. You can speak.
我们不是说不要说话，不要跟别人说话。
But the best thing you can speak to them is to speak to them about Krishna.
我们还是要说话，但是说的话最好的就是。
If you can speak this knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita to others, that's very good.
如果能够跟别人讲这薄伽梵歌的知识，这是很好的。
So we were saying that there are four legs on the bull, and these four legs represent four qualities.
回来我们再讲，就是说这个公牛呢有四条腿，它代表了。宗教原则的思想，宗教原则。
One leg is mercy.
一条腿代表了仁慈。
We want to be merciful.
我们想要非常有仁慈之心。
Another is austerity.
另一点是苦行。
Now there's different kinds of austerity. Some austerity is in the mode of ignorance, some is in the mode of passion, and there is austerity in goodness.
有苦行，有各种各样苦行。有些呢处在愚昧心态当中，有些处在激情心态当中，有些处在善良心态当中。
So、we see sometimes people do austerity and ignorance. They lay on a bed of nails, sharp nails, and they can lay on it. The bed is full of upright nails.、
我们看到有的人做苦行，就睡在钉板上，上面都是钉子朝上的，然后人躺在上面。这是愚昧形态的苦行。
I preach in Malaysia. We have some centers there, and every year in Malaysia, there's a festival where they worship the son of Lord Shiva.
我在马来西亚的时候呢，我们在那里有几个中心，每一年呢在当地会举行一些节日，那么这个节日呢是用来崇拜主 Shiva 的儿子的。
His name is Murga.
这个主 Shiva 的儿子名字叫 Murga.
But he is also known as Kartikeya.
他另外名字叫做 Kartikeya.
So this is a festival which takes place every year in the month of January.
每年的一月份呢都会举行这样的节日。
And you can see people do some unusual austerity.
在这节日上呢，我们看到有些人他做一些非同寻常的苦行。
They will put some spear through the cheek. It will go in here, come out here. Very big, long piece of metal rod.
他们呢会把一根非常长的一个金属的棒子从这边穿进去，从那边穿出来。
And they will put something, can put something through their tongue also.
他们还把一些东西穿过这个舌头。
And then in their back, they will stick some metal hooks. Yeah, some metal
钩。哦，在背上他们还挂上那个金属的钩子。
And in this way, then they will carry something, and at the same time they're dancing.
他们呢，同时呢，他们还会带上一些东西，然后开始跳舞。
This is some kind of austerity in the mode of ignorance.
这就是某种处在愚昧形态中的苦行。
Where you torture the body.
就是虐待这个躯体。
Some people do these things, and then it's some kind of tradition which they have.
有些人他是因为这个传统这样子，他们做这些事情。
Another kind of austerity is in the mode of passion. They will do fasting to get some material gain.
另一种苦行是情欲形态的苦行，他们可能戒食啊，为了获得一些物质的利益。
They want to get some power, or they want to get some political benefit.
他们可能想要得到一些政治的利好处，他们想要得到一些力量。
But austerity in goodness is done for our purification.
但是为了处在善良形态中的苦行呢，就是为了得到净化而做的。
Austerity is to avoid intoxication.
苦行就是为了避免麻醉。
If one can avoid intoxicants, then that is an austerity and makes it easier for us to control the mind.
一个人如果能够放弃麻醉品的话，他这其实是一种苦行，这样子有助于我们能更好地控制我们的心意。
There's a lot of intoxicants which are in the market which are not illegal.
有很多种那个麻醉品在市场上出售，并不是，而且不是非法的。
It's an austerity to avoid them.
能够拒绝这些麻醉品的话，是某种苦行。
But you get purification, you get benefit by avoiding.
但是通过拒绝这些麻醉品，我们得到了净化，会得到好处。
Truthfulness is also an austerity.
保持真诚也是一种苦行。
If you are doing business, then it's very difficult to be truthful.
如果你做生意的话，很难要做到真诚，不容易。
Truthfulness is a quality of the Brahmana.
真诚是婆罗门的一项品质。
Businessmen are not really expected to be truthful.
那生意人的话，并不要求他们变得要求一定诚实。
Politicians are never truthful.
那些政治家他们不诚实，不真诚。
And the other austerity is cleanliness.
另一项苦行是洁净。
Cleanliness is not only internal, externally, but also internally, both in and outside.
洁净不光是指外表洁净，同时也指内心洁净。
The most powerful method to keep clean is by chanting Maha Mantra.
能够保持洁净最好的办法就是唱诵 Maha Mantra.
Simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, our mind becomes clean and we get purification.
仅仅通过唱诵这个曼陀罗，我们的心意就得到了净化。
Even if there's no water, even to take a bath or to wash your hands and face, and if you simply chant the Hare Krishna mantra, it's like taking a bath.
即使没有水的情况下，如果我们只是唱诵，Krishna 的 Maha mantra， 这样子我们等于是接受了这个沐浴。
Yeah, you get free of all material desires simply by chanting.
只是通过唱诵，我们就所从所有各种各样的物质欲望中解脱出来。
There are many mantras, but there's only one Maha mantra.
有很多曼陀罗，但是只有一个是 Maha mantra 曼陀罗。
Some mantras can only be chanted at certain times in the day.
有些曼陀罗只在某些一天当中的某个特定时间才唱诵念诵。
And some mantras can only be chanted if you have a certain mental condition, if you're very pure and disciplined in your habits.
有些曼陀罗呢，只有在某种特定的这个心态中才能念诵。如果我们比方说我们很洁净。然后心态很好的时候才能念。
But Hare Krishna mantra can be chanted by anyone in any condition.
但是 Hare Krishna 的曼陀罗却是任何人在任何时候都能念诵。
Any time of the day.
一天到晚任何时间都可以。
Anywhere.
在任何地方。
There's a story that a great devotee was constantly chanting.Hare Krishna mantra, but when he wanted to go to toilet, when he wanted to go into the toilet, he felt he shouldn't chant there, but he couldn't stop himself from chanting, so he tied a cloth around his mouth.
有位伟大奉献者，他总是在唱诵圣名。有一次呢，他要去上那个卫生间。但是他舌头呢总是停不下来，所以他把这舌头抓住，让他不要再唱这个曼陀罗。
But a small boy was there and said, "You know, you don't want to chant Hare Krishna, but what if you die? What if you leave your body when you're there in the toilet? You're holding your tongue. You're not chanting. You should always chant."
刚好呢，旁边有个小男孩，他就说：“哎呀，你怎么知道你在卫生间里不会离开躯体呢？”你还是要唱，你应该一直不断的唱。
So when the saint heard this, then he said to this young boy, "You are my guru. You are right."
当这位伟大奉献者，这位圣人听到这个以后呢，他就说：“啊，你是对的，你是我的灵性导师。”
So the point is, you can chant Hare Krishna anywhere.
这里的关键就是说，我们可以在任何地方唱 Hare Krishna.
AndLord Chaitanya came to give this chanting to everyone.
Lord Chaitanya 来到这个世界就是为了把这个曼陀罗给予所有的人。
That's why we're here today.
这也就是说，为什么我们在这里要来听。
Lord, it's the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
这是主 Chaitanya 的仁慈。
There are many incarnations of Krishna.
Krishna 有很多化身。
As many as there are waves on the sea.
就好像大海的波浪一样多。
But Chaitanya is the most merciful.
但是主 Chaitanya 是最仁慈的一位。
Because he came to give the chanting of Hare Krishna to everyone.
因为他来这里是散播，唱诵 Hare Krishna 的。
And there are no rules and regulations in this chanting.
在唱诵的时候没有任何硬性的规则。
Everybody can get the benefit from this mantra.
任何人都可以从这个曼陀罗中得到利益。
So I was very happy to come in this room today to hear you all loudly chanting the holy name.
所以我今天来到这里，听到大家在大声的唱诵你的名字，我感到非常的高兴。
I could feel the bhakti, I could feel the devotion.
我可以感觉到 bhakti, 我可以感觉到份爱。
Very powerful. That creates a very powerful spiritual energy.
非常有力量，这个创造了一种非常灵性的能量。
We want you to continue with this chanting.
我们想要继续这个唱诵。
What comes after the chanting?
唱诵之后做什么呢？
People sometimes wonder what is going to come, what are we going to get from this chanting?
唱诵会怎么样呢？我们从唱诵中会得到什么呢？有人会问。
We will get more chanting.
我们会得到更多的唱诵。
You will take more pleasure in the chanting.
我们会从唱诵中感到更多的快乐。
The more you chant, the more you will want to chant, and the more you will feel the spiritual happiness.
我们唱的越多，我们就越想唱，我们会越多的感到灵性的快乐。
This chanting is not of this material world.
这个唱诵不是来自于这个、跟这个物质世界有关的。
The holy name of Krishna comes from the spiritual world.
Krishna 圣名来自于灵性的世界。
You can see the spiritual world on the top of that picture, and then the bottom is the material world.
我们可以看到上半部分是灵性世界，下半部分是物质世界。
The spiritual world actually is much bigger than this.
灵性世界其实要比这个物质世界大得多。
The material world is a dark place. It has to be lit by sun.
物质世界是一个黑暗的地方，必须有太阳来照明。
But in the spiritual world, there is no need of sun or moon. Everything is self-illuminating.
但是在灵性世界呢，不需要有太阳，也不需要有月亮，一切都是自发光的。
And anybody who goes there, they never want to come back to this world.
任何人到了那里，就根本就不想来回到这个世界。
The spiritual world, there is no old age, there is no disease, and there is no death.
在灵性世界，没有年老，没有疾病，也没有死亡。
It is eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge.
这是一个永恒、充满知识和极乐的世界。
Actually, our soul is also eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge.
实际上，我们作为灵魂也是永恒、全知和极乐的。
But we have taken this material body.
但是我们却穿上了这个物质的外衣。
Because we have this material body, we're identifying with this material world.
一旦我们有了这个物质躯体，我们就认同于这个物质身体。
And it's causing us to take one birth after another after another.
这使得我们一次再一次的投生。
We don't remember our previous life.
我们对前生根本就毫无记忆。
But we have had many births.
但是我们实际上投生过很多次。
Now we have this human body.
现在我们就是现在才有这个人的躯体。
Human body is very special. It's a chance to understand who we are.
人的躯体其实是很特别的，它这是一个有能够有机会理解这个知识的躯体。
To know we're not this body, and to know our relationship with Krishna.
就是我们通过这个躯体可以知道我们跟 Krishna 的关系。
We have an eternal relationship with Krishna.
我们和 Krishna 有个永恒的关系。
And that this is Krishna consciousness.
这就是 Krishna 知觉。
The more we chant, the more we will know our eternal relationship.
我们唱诵越多，我们就会知道我们永恒的身份是什么。
So Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Lord Krishna for our benefit.
所以佛家梵歌是 Krishna 为了我们的利益而讲述的。
He's teaching us how we can become devotees.
他在教我们怎么成为一位奉献者。
And then Krishna also comes himself as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to show us how to be a devotee.
Krishna 还亲自以主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的形象来展示给我们怎样成为奉献者。
You can see they've got their arms up in the air.
我们可以看到他的双手举向天空。
They're chanting and dancing.
他们在唱诵，在舞蹈。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, they're calling us to come and join in their chanting.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和 Nityananda Prabhu, 他们在召唤着我们一起来唱诵。
So because of their presence, so you're also feeling the spiritual mercy.
通过他们的显现，我们也能够感觉到这个灵性的仁慈。
They're bringing us out from this material consciousness, from the bodily consciousness.
他们在把我们带出这个物质知觉的世界，这个躯体知觉的世界。
Bringing us to our original consciousness.
给我们真正的原初的知觉。
So as a soul, servant of Krishna.
我们是灵魂，是主 Krishna 的仆人。
We will ask, is there any questions?
大家有什么问题吗？
You must have a lot of questions.
你们肯定是有很多问题吧？可以随便提问，提问所有问题都是有价值的。
哎，给这个机会。
嗯，有什么？
不管有什么问题，
不理解，
李欣老师请教。因为有很多可能在。物质上面很成功，那现在在灵性上面再成功，那你们就完美了。
先问一个问题、
嗯、
啊，来自我们怎么区分灵魂和身体？怎么样去才能知道自己是灵魂，而不是这个身体？就灵魂和身体的区别是什么？
嗯。Well, we said the body. This body is temporary. It's material, but the soul that is eternal.
我们说这个躯体是短暂的。它是物质的，是短暂的，但是灵魂却是永恒的。
What is the difference between a living body and a dead body?
那么一个活着的身体跟一个死尸有什么区别呢？
？你们可以回答，肯定你也知道。
活的跟死的
啊
一样
的，差异
啊，
活的跟死的
不一样。
不一
样，
一样的，死的不一样，
一样的，死的
无
一样
的。Yes. There's no soul in the dead body.
死尸里，死的尸体里没有灵魂。
All the parts of the body are there.
身体的各个部位都在那里。
But there's no consciousness.
但是没有知觉。
Why? Because the soul.Take the soul is the source of consciousness.
就是因为灵魂不在了，灵魂是知觉的源头源泉。
So the soul gives life to this body.
所以是灵魂给予这个躯体以生命。
This material body is just like a machine.
这个物质躯体就像一架机器。
A machine does not work.Without an operator,
那么机器如果没有操纵者的话，那么它是不工作的。
No, just like a car, the car doesn't drive without doesn't move without a driver.
就好像一辆汽车，如果没有驾驶员的话，它是不会走的。
Therefore, this body needs a soul to have life.
这个躯体需要灵魂来获得生，来有生命。
We say my hand, my arm, my leg.
我们说这是我的手，这是我的手臂，这是我的腿。
My head.
我的头。
My body.
我的身体。
But we don't say I body.
但是我们不说啊我身体。
Because I and we are the soul. We live in this body. We're not the body. We're living in the body.
因为我是灵魂，它不是身体，它是居灵魂是居住在心中的，居住在这个身体里的。
This body is just a dress.
这个躯体只是一个外衣。
We don't say I am the shirt and pants.
我们不会说我是裤子，我是衬衫。
But this is just a covering of the body.
这只是个躯体的覆盖。
In the same way, the body is the covering of the soul.
同样的，这个躯体也是灵魂的覆盖物。
This body is when somebody dies, we will say, oh, they've gone.
如果有人死了，我们就会说，哦，他走了。
The body is still there.
但是身躯体还在那里。
But we say, no, they've gone.
但是我们说，不，他已经走了。
What has gone? The soul has gone.
是什么走了呢？是灵魂走了。
The soul, of course, is not material. It cannot be seen.
灵魂当然它是不是物质的，我们是看不见的。
You cannot see it with material eyes. It's not material. It's spiritual.
我们不能通过这个物质的眼睛来看见，我们它是灵性的。
And the soul is also very small.
灵魂而且非常非常小。
In the scriptures, in the Vedas, the size of the soul is described to be 1/100 of 1/100 of a tip of a hair.
在韦达经中讲到灵魂大小就是这个头发尖的万分之一。
And very, very small, you cannot see.
非常非常小，我们看不见的。
But it's also not material, it's spiritual.
但是同时它还是不是物质的，它是灵性的。
Just like one sun in the sky in the universe lights the whole universe.
就好像这个整个宇宙中只有一个太阳，但是却照亮了整个宇宙。
And the sun is so powerful, it spreads heat and light all over the universe.
太阳是如此有能量，它把热量跟光传遍整个宇宙。
And the same way, the soul situated in the heart spreads consciousness.All the parts of the body.
同样的话，这个灵魂在这个躯体里，它使这个躯体的各个部分都具有能量。
Somebody stands on your toe, you feel it. We have consciousness there in the toe.
有人
toe.
有的人用脚趾站立，我们会感觉到他的脚趾很有能量。
Somebody pulls a hair out your head, you feel it because we have some consciousness there.
如果我有的人拔一根头发，我们都能够感觉到，因为我们具有知觉。
Somebody pulls your finger, you can feel. We have consciousness.
有人抓着你的手，我们能够感觉到，因为有知觉。
And that consciousness is coming from that one soul situated in the heart, but spreading to every part of the body.
这个知觉来自于我们在内心的内心的一点点灵魂。而且它是传遍整个身体。
So the soul is related, has a temporary relationship with this body.
所以呢，灵魂跟这个躯体的关系只是一个短暂的关系。
We were talking about the senses.
我们在讲感官的问题。
But the five senses are like five horses.
这个五个感官呢，就像五匹马。
Or just like if you have five wives.
就好像你有五位妻子。
Could you imagine going shopping with five wives?
能够想象，如果带着五个妻子、五个老婆上，去上商店吗？去逛商店吗
？You know, when you take one wife shopping, the wife will say, "Well, we'll have to go here, then we go there." And, you know, she will take you around.
即使你带了一个妻子上街的话，也他会说：“哎呀，我们到那里去，到那里去。”他会把你带得头头转。
But if you have five wives, they're pulling you in different directions.
但是如果你有五位妻子在那在商场里，那么他会把你带到各个地方去。
The ears want to hear some nice sound.
耳朵想听一些好听的东西。
And the nose wants to smell some sweet, nice smell.
鼻子要闻一些很好闻的东西。
And the eyes want to see something very pleasant.
眼睛要看一些很取悦人的。
Yeah, the tongue wants to taste something.
舌头想要吃。
You know, like this, the senses are pulling us in different directions.
感官在把我们拖到不同的方向里去。
So these senses are like five horses. You can see here on the picture, the chariot with horses.
我们在这这感官就像五匹马，我们在这里可以看到这个驾驭马车的人。
These horses are like the senses of the body.
这些马呢，就像身体的感各个感官。
And they're pulling us, forcing us to do different actions.
他们在拉着我们，强迫我们做不同的活动。
And what's controlling the horses, the senses? on the horses, there's some rope going through the horse, through the mouth of the horse, and the driver's holding these ropes.
那么在这上面还有就是有一些控制这个马的缰绳。
So these ropes, they represent the mind.
这个缰绳呢就代表着心意。
From the mind comes desire.
从心意呢产生欲望。
And desire is controlled by the intelligence.
这个欲望呢是由智性来控制的。
Just like the driver is holding the rope. The driver holds the rope, and by the ropes he controls the horses.
就好像这个驾驭马车夫，这马车夫他是通过这个控制这个缰绳来控制马匹。
So the driver is like the intelligence.
所以这个马车夫呢就代表着智性。
And the soul is a passenger.
灵魂确实只是一个乘客。
The soul is a passenger on the chariot. The chariot is the body.
这个马车呢是这个躯体，灵魂呢这个是躯体这个辆马车的乘客。
The soul is like the passenger will get off the chariot and it will go.Can ride on another chariot.
那这个乘客呢，可以从这个马车上下来，然后去到另外一匹马车上，一辆马车上。
So this is the relationship between the mind, between the body and the soul.
所以这就是我们这个灵魂跟躯体的关系。
The body is like the chariot, and the soul is like the passenger in the chariot.
躯体就像马车，灵魂呢就是这马车的乘客。
啊，我还有一个问题啊，就是您刚才说的这个灵魂是存在永恒的，但是现在我们还有这个身体在，那这个身体呢要吃饭要生活，您刚才也讲到就是说要连续不断的唱诵 Hare Krishna， 但是呢我们一边要唱诵 Hare Krishna， 一边还要去生活去挣钱养家糊口，那在这种情况下面那我们现在还年轻，这个身体还年轻，是不是我现在两个问题，一灵修和生活的关系怎么处理，二可不可以让这个身体年轻的时候呢先享受，等老了时候呢再来修啊，两个问题，就等我空下来了啊，不忙了再来修。
你身体明天就没有了，你来得及修吗？OK, so yeah, this is a very important question.
这是一个很重要的问题。
We should understand how to balance the material life and spiritual life.
我们应该知道怎么来平衡物质生活和灵性生活。
Now, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna doesn't tell Arjuna to give up his work, not to do his duty.
在《博迦梵歌》中 ，Krishna 没有告诉 Arjuna 要放弃他的职责，放弃工作。
Krishna tells Arjuna, "You do your duty and remember me at the same time."
Krishna 告诉 Arjuna, 你做你的工作，履行你的职责，但同时记着我。
Now, Krishna doesn't say, "Oh, you're my devotee. I will fight for you. You don't have to work." No, Krishna says, "You do your duty."
Krishna 不会说，哦，现在你是我的奉献者了，我来替你工作吧。不是，他告诉 Arjuna 说，你应该履行你的职责。
But at the same time, remember me also.
但同时还记着我。
So we have to have a balance between the material and the spiritual.
因此，我们必须平衡好我们的物质生活和灵性生活。
We give an example that in China the trains move on two tracks.
就好像举个例子说，我们在中国火车是在行在两条轨道上的。
Now if the tracks are not level, the train will turn over.
如果这两个铁轨不平衡的话，那么火车就会翻。
And the same way, if we try to go too much on the material or too much on the spiritual too quickly, we will get in trouble.
同样的话，如果我们投入太多在物质生活上，或是太快的去在灵性生活上，我们都会遇到麻烦。
So we need some balance. There has to be some spiritual practice. You can't just go only on the material.
所以呢，我们必须平衡好。我们不能，但是我们必须有灵性的生活。我们不能只是有物质生活。
If you go only on the material, then you'll get too attached to material pleasure.
如果我们只是关注物质生活，这样子我们就会过于的依附于这些物质。
And it will make it difficult for you to control your mind and to be peaceful.
这样子就很难控制自己的心意，保持平静。
You will not be able to enjoy material life.
这样子的话，你就不能享受你的物质生活了。
If you go too quickly on the spiritual, that is also dangerous.
如果太快地转到灵性生活中，这也是很危险的。
You have to move gradually.
必须情绪渐进，渐渐地。
So as you said, the Vedic system, you know, the Vedic system prescribes that there are four different divisions of society.
那么在伟达经典中讲了，有社会上社会呢被分成四个部分。
Yeah, the young man is a student. He goes to college, studies, gets education.
年轻人他是学做学生，他们去学校学习知识。
After education, then he will get married and he will have a family.
学完以后呢，他们就会结婚，会成立家庭。
And then when he gets old, then he will retire.
然后老了以后呢，就要退休。
You know, when you age, you don't worry so much. You can't be bothered thinking so much about making money or trying to enjoy.
到了老了以后呢，就不会再想很多赚钱的事情。
But if you leave all your spiritual practice until you get old, if you don't do any practice when you're young, then when you get old, you won't know how to do spiritual practice.
那么，但是如果年轻的时候不做任何灵修，灵性活动，只是老了以后再去做呢？这样子你根本就不知道怎么做。
Just like if your whole life you've been accustomed to drinking and smoking and eating meat, then when you get old, you want to keep doing those things.
就比方说，如果你以前一直是喝酒吃肉，那么老了以后呢，你根本就不想放弃这些活动。
You can't teach. If you have a dog, you have to teach the dog things when it's a young dog, because when it gets old, you can't train it.
那么如果有条狗的话，你必须在它还小的时候就训练它，不能去训练一条老狗。
And human body is also like that.
所以人的躯体也是如此。
Yeah, we have to learn things. We have to develop good habits in the beginning of life.
我们必须在生命的开始阶段就培养好的习惯。
Then later in life, towards the end of life, then you can go fully on the spiritual.
然后在生命的最后阶段，可以完全的投身于灵性的生活。
You know, when you get old and you're not making any money, and you don't have strong desire, then your wife also won't be so much interested in you.
那么当我老的时候，我们不再那么强壮，我们不需要工作，同时。你的妻子对你也没什么兴趣了。
Yeah, she's enjoying the company of her children.
她更喜欢孩子们的陪伴。
But, there has to be some practice in the earlier stages of life, so that you can work on that in old age.
但是呢，我们在生命的早期就必须有开始做一些。灵性活动，这样子的话，老了以后才能够更好的投身于致力于灵性的活动。
Prabhupada, for example, Prabhupada was a businessman when he was a young man.
举个例子，圣帕帕的年轻的时候，他是一位商人。
But then later on.When he was over 50, about 50, then his business began to fail.
后来呢，他大概他五十岁的时候呢，他的生意呢就垮了。
And then his family were no longer very respectful or nice to him.
那么他的家人呢，对他就不那么尊重他，对他也不那么好了。
So he understood now it's a good time for me to leave home.
所以呢，他就意识到这是我离开家庭的好时机来了。
And he left his wife in the care of his sons.
那么他就离开他的妻子、他的孩子的照顾。
And he went to live in a holy place.
他就到圣地去生活。
And then later on, he went to the West to teach Krishna consciousness.
后来他就到了西方来传授 Krishna 知觉。
So because he'd been a devotee of Krishna throughout his life, in the old age it was natural for him to devote himself fully to Krishna.
所以如果人一生都做主的Krishna 的奉献者的话，那么年纪老了就很自然的去做这些活动。
But if you don't have that practice in the beginning, then it's hard to develop it at the end of life.
但是如果我们在开始的时候没有做这些训练的话，到以后年老的时候很难开始，很难做。
Sometimes we tell Indian people that they should also take up this Krishna consciousness, that this is something, this culture, it comes from their country.
有时候我们会跟印度人说，他们必须来参与这个活动，因为 Krishna 知觉是来自于印度的。
So sometimes they will say, well, you're from the West, you have enjoyed material life.
他们有时候他们会说，哎，你们是来自西方的，你们可以享受你们物质生活呀。
We know you people in the Western country, you have a lot of sense gratification, you enjoy material life very nice.
我们知道在西方的话，你们享受很多物质的生活，有很多物质享乐。
So you've enjoyed all the pleasures.So now you have renounced it and you want to be Krishna's devotee.
那么他说你可以享受你所有的这么多的物质享乐，但是现在你却成为了一个弃绝者，一个 Krishna 的奉献者。
But they say, let us enjoy first. After we've enjoyed material life, then we will be devotee of Krishna.
哦，对不起。
Yeah, you translate that wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.他说你们西方人当然没问题，因为西方你们有很多享受，你都享受过了，所以现在呢你要做一个弃绝者来做成为 Krishna 的奉献者，那么我们呢先让我们先享受好了再说。
That would mean the pig would become the best devotee.
那这个意思就是说猪就会成为最好的奉献者。
Because the pig is having great sense gratification.
因为猪的感官享乐是很多很多的。
Yeah, they eat everything.
他什么都吃。
They have sex everywhere with everyone.
他在任何地方和任何猪都进行性活动。
Yeah, they're having a lot of sense gratification.
他们有各种各样很多的感官享乐。
But they won't become.
但是他们却没有成为奉献者。
我问一个问题啊，就是灵性世界是需不需要物质世界来去支撑它？
The spiritual world, does the spiritual world need be supported by material world?
No, the spiritual world supports the material world.
实际上是灵性世界支撑物质世界。
The spiritual world is eternal, but the material world is created, maintains for some time, and then destroyed.
灵性世界是永恒的，但是物质世界却是被创造的，而且只是持续一段时间就会结束的。
那就像我们现在的灵魂，是说是现在可以去达到那个灵性世界，还是说是需要我们死了之后，然后我们的灵魂才能达到那个灵性世界呢？
Yeah, when we leave this body, then that's when the soul leaves this body. With death, that's when the soul leaves the body. So if the soul leaves the body, this body is a dead body.
就是说，是的，我们这个灵魂呢，就是离开这个躯体，然后我们。问题，OK. Prabhupada said that,
Yeah, I understand. Certainly, the soul has to leave the body to enter into the spiritual world.
当然，灵魂必须离开这个躯体以后，才能进入到灵性世界。
Usually, at time of death, that's when the soul leaves the body.
一般的话是死的时候灵魂，死了以后，嗯。
那反过来就是说，我们不是一直在，导师刚才不是一直在强调一个问题，就是说我们不是有来生和后世吗？
嗯。
那我们都已经进入灵性世界，那我们还干嘛还需要去投下一辈干嘛？我还不如在灵性世界里面，我很快乐啊，我就不需要去再去投下一辈啊，要去再去找一个躯体或者应该怎么样，我都要在灵性里面就很开心。
对对对，去不了灵性的目的就是。
Because we are happy in a spiritual world. If we reach the spiritual world, we were happy. So there's no need for us to take another birth. You just have said that we have to take birth after birth.
In the material world, we have to take birth.
在物质世界的话，就必须投生。如果你回到灵性世界以后，你就不想再投生，就不会有投生。
那相当于就是说，如果说我们一直在唱诵奎须那，那相当于我们以后死了之后就会去到了灵性世界，而不需要说再去投生了。
No, that's right. There's when you go to the spiritual world, then you don't have to take birth again.
如果到了灵性世界的话，就不必再投生了。
你到不了，
我们唱诵念诵要多少年？
我们到不了，
那我们怎样才能，比方或者说我们唱一辈子亏心了，我们就可以去达到灵性世界吗？
Yeah, but there's quality. Then you have to know there's quality in chanting. You have to chant with quality.
但是我们必须知道，这个唱诵有要有质量的唱诵。
Yeah, you have to chant with pure devotion.
必须怀着纯粹的份爱来唱诵。
Now this lady asked, "How long do we have to chant?"
现在这位女士她问了一个问题，就是说我们要唱诵多久才能回去
？So some people they just chant, some people just for one moment.
这是三门的一种等法，这样。
没问题。
Some people just, there's a story about one man. His name, he was a great king.And he was from this planet, but he went to the higher planets to fight for the demigods.
有的人一秒钟就回去，那就有一个国王，他是非常一个伟大的国王，但是他就为到天堂星球去为半兽人们打仗。
To help the demigods fight against the enemies, their enemies.
帮助那些半兽人呢，来打退他的半兽人的敌人。
So the demigods were very pleased with him, and they gave him a blessing.
所以呢，这半兽人都非常受取悦，那么就给他了一个祝福。
So then he said, "Okay, just tell me how long do I still have left in this body?"
他就问这些半兽人说，你只要告诉我，我在这个躯体里还能活多久
？And the demigods told him, "You have only one moment."
这个。曼舍人就告诉他，你只有一会儿会儿，一秒钟，一会儿会儿。
Yeah. So, immediately he came from that higher planet back to this planet.
很快他从天堂星球就来到这个星球。
And immediately he chanted the holy name of Krishna and gave up his body and went back to the spiritual world.
他立即唱诵主的圣名，马上他就离开这个躯体，回到灵性世界。
If you know you only have one moment.Are you able to chant Hare Krishna?
如果你们知道你只有一会儿活的时间，你会唱诵圣名吗？
会。Some people, some other people, they're okay. Let me give my car keys to this person. Let me give my money to my business to that person.
有很多人会想，哎呀，把我的车子给这个人，把我的钱给留给那个人。
Maybe you ask your wife, "Will you come with me?"
你可能会问你的妻子，你会跟我一起走吗？
There's a story about one man, a businessman. He had also four wives.
有个故事讲的是一个商人，他也有四位妻子。
You know, we were talking five wives, the five senses.
我们刚才讲过，五个感官是我们的五个妻子。
Now we're hearing a man, businessman with four wives.
我们现在讲一个关于。有四个妻子的一个商人。
So, the youngest one, very beautiful. He liked her very much. He bought her lots of presents, and he spent a lot of time with her.
这个最年轻的妻子呢非常的美，所以呢他就很爱她，给她买很多东西取悦她。
Now the third wife was also very nice, very attractive, and he also liked her.
第三个妻子呢也非常好，也非常有吸引力，他也对她很好。
He just had one problem about the third wife.
但是呢他和第三位妻子呢只有一个只有一些问题不符。
He was always worried she would go off with another man.
他总是担心他会跟其他的男人走。
Because he's got four wives, he can't watch her all the time.
因为他有四个妻子，他不能老看着他们。
Then the second wife was also very good. Second wife helped a lot in the business and any problem in the family.
第二位妻子呢也很好，他帮助他解决很多生意上的、家庭上的问题。
But that first wife, he, the oldest wife, he didn't bother with her, never spent any time with her.
那么这个最大的这个妻子呢，她很老，她一点都不喜欢她，她根本就不花时间在跟她在一起。
Just ignored her.
只完全忽略她的存在。
So after some time, this man found out he's got a disease. He's going to die soon.
有一次呢，这个商人他发现自己得了一种疾病，不久就要离开人世了。
He came back to see that young wife, the most beautiful one he liked so much.
他来回来回到家以后呢，他就到第四位妻子那边，去看她。
He said, "You know, I like you so much. I've given you so much. I've bought you so many things."
他对他讲，他说：“我那么爱你，我给你买了那么多东西。”
I'm going to die soon. Will you come with me when I die?
我不久就要死掉了。你我死了以后，你要跟你跟我一起去吗？
And she said, "If you're going to die, I'm not going to come with you."
然后这妻子就回答说，如果你要死了，我根本就我不会跟你去的。
So then he went to the third wife, and he asked her.He told her, "I'm going to die soon. When I die, will you come with me? When I die?"
然后他到第三位妻子那里，他说：“我不久就要死了。那么我死了以后，你跟我去吗？”
So the third wife said, "If you're going to die, I'm going to get married to somebody else."
第三位妻子就说：“哎呀，你死了以后，我马上就改嫁。”
So then he went to the second wife.
然后他到了第二位妻子那里。
And he asked her, "Will you come with me?"
问她，你会跟我走吗？
And she said, "I will come with you as far as the crematorium." 火葬场。
她说我会跟你，但是最多只能到火葬场。
So, the first wife said, "I will come with you."
但是这第一位妻子她就说我会跟你走。
Now, these four wives, they all represent something.
这四位妻子都代表了一些东西。
The first wife, the first one, the young one, the most beautiful. He spent all the time, all the money with her.
第一位最美丽的，他花了所有钱跟时间跟他在一起的妻子呢？
What is the thing we love the most?
我们最爱的是什么呢？
But when we die, it won't go with us.
而且这些东西是我们死了以后，他不会跟我们在一起的。
What is that?
这是代表什么呢？
This body.
就是这个躯体。
This is the thing we love the most.
这个躯体就是我们最爱的。
We wake up in the morning, you know.
我们早上起来。
What do you do? You look at the body.
我们看看自己的身体。
You know, you look in the mirror.
我们看看镜子。
You know, we think, this is me, I'm this body.
然后就想，哎呀，这是我呀，这是我的躯体。
But when we die, we don't take this body with us.
但是一旦人死，我死了以后根本就不会带这个躯体走。
You can spend all the money on it, but it won't go with you when you die.
你可能会把所有钱都花在这个身体上，但是他死了以后，我们死了以后却不走。
The third wife said, "If you're going to die, I'm going to marry somebody else."
第三位妻子她说，如果你死了以后呢，我就会跟别其他人结婚。
What does this represent?
这代表了什么呢？
Our assets, our property, our business.
我们的生意，我们的财产。
Yeah, you can't take these things with you.
你能够带走这些吗？
Yeah, but if you don't take care of them, somebody else will take them.
但是如果你不看好这些东西的话，其他人就会把它拿走。
And certainly at the time of death, somebody will take them.
毫无疑问，死了以后，其他人会把这些拿走。
You may build a big business, a nice big company, very famous company, very successful, but you can't take one paisa, one cent with you when you leave this world.
你可能有很大的公司，很大的这个商务楼，但是当死的时候，你却一分都拿不走。
So, but somebody will take it.
但是其他人会拿走这些。
Then the second wife said, "I will go with you to the 火葬场."
然后第二个妻子说，我会跟你到火葬场。
That represents the family, the friends.
它代表了家庭、家人和朋友。
They can go with us as far as that place.
他只能到我跟我们最远到的火葬场。
But the first wife said, "I will go with you."
但是第一个妻子说，我会跟你走。
Who is that?
他是谁呢?
That is the super soul, the Lord in the heart.
这就是超灵内心的主。
The real friend of all of us.
我们所有人的真正的朋友。
But we forget him. We don't think of him.
但是我们把他忘了，我们根本就想不起他来。
But he's with us, waiting for us to guide us.
但是他却跟我们在一起，等着来指导我们。
We have to surrender to that super soul, the Lord in the heart.
我们必须臣服于至真灵魂内心的主。
我来问一下，就是植物跟蔬菜这些啊，是不是也有灵魂？
Yes, every living entity has a soul.
是的，所有生物体都有灵魂。
那为什么植物那些东西可以吃，动物就不能吃？
Yeah, because there's a difference between, and just like we will ask, do you eat people?
就好像我们会问你，你吃人吗？
Is it? Do you think it's normal to eat people?
你是不是想，吃人是不好的？
Why just eat animals and not people?
为什么？但是为什么吃动物，不吃人呢？
Because people are different from animals.
因为人跟动物不一样。
People have higher consciousness than animals.
人具有更高的知觉。
And the same way, animals are different from plants.
同样的话，动物跟植物也是有区别的。
When you eat plants, you don't have to go to, you don't have a lot of blood everywhere.
如果吃植物的话，不会因为砍杀。砍这个植物，切植物，血流满地。
When you kill animals, the animals they suffer a lot. If you have to look at their faces, you can hear them screaming, and they suffer great pain.
如果我们宰杀动物的话，我们会感觉到它很痛苦，它的表情，它的这个尖叫声。
We are giving a lot of pain to these creatures. It's very cruel.
我们给这个生物很多痛苦，这非常残忍。
Also, vegetarian food is a natural food for the body.
同时这个素食的植物的食物呢，它其实也是我们这个身体所自然需要的。
Our teeth are meant for chewing grains and eating vegetables.
我们的这个牙齿呢，适合于咀嚼这个。
We don't have teeth like dogs or tigers that can tear flesh.
我们不像这个老虎啊、狗啊，他们有那个很尖的牙齿，能够来咀嚼这个肉。
Also, the length of the intestines in the body, in the human body, is quite long.
同时，我们身体人的肠子很长。
But the meat-eating animals have a very short intestine.
但是那些肉食动物，它们的肠子却很短。
Because they know that they have to eat meat, they have to pass it through their body quickly.
他们知道，就是说他们吃必须吃肉，同时他们必须很快的把这个肉排出体外。
There's a lot of poisons in flesh.
在肉中有很多毒素。
And if you don't get these things out of the body quickly, then it gives a lot of diseases in the body.
如果不把这些积食排出体外的话，就会得很多病。
Also, the acids which are in the stomach of the human body are not as strong as the acids in the meat-eating animal.
同时，我们胃的消化酶也不像其他肉食动物那么强。
The animals need strong acids to dissolve that flesh.
动物那些肉食动物，它必须有很强的消化酶来分解这些食物。
But human body doesn't have these acids. It doesn't have that ability to dissolve flesh.
但是人体却没有这种强酶能够来消分解这些食品。
That's why when you eat meat, people who are meat eaters, they will suffer a lot more health problems.
这就是为什么很多吃肉的人他们会得更多各种各种疾病。
Also, it takes much more land.To grow grains to feed animals.
同时，要有足够的谷物来养活这些被宰杀动物的话，也需要更多的土地。
But if people were vegetarian, you could feed much more people.
但是如果我们是素食者的话，那么用这些土地可以养活更多的人口。
And people will be much healthier also.
同时，人会变得更健康。
There are three good reasons to be vegetarian.
所以成为一位素食者至少有三个很好的理由
healthy
健康
wealthy
财富
it's cheaper to be vegetarian
作为一个素食者更花费更小更便宜
and you'll be wiser also
同时你会变得更明智
you get a lot of karma when you eat meat
我们吃肉的话会得到很多业报
especially if you eat cow meat that is very sinful
特别是宰杀吃母牛，这是非常非常的罪恶的。
So the vegetarian diet is always recommended for being healthier and to avoid a lot of unnecessary trouble.
所以素食的话，也是对于这个健康去避免一些不必要的一个麻烦的一个方法。
It's just a habit. You just have to get in the habit of eating.
这只是一个习惯我们只是吃正确的正当的恰当的食物就是只是养成习惯
In the beginning it seems trouble
在开始要素食的话可能会带给你带来麻烦
中国王说晚吃开通难
我在中国你不
so it 我们知道很麻烦 but you can do if you get in the habitAfter some time, you just get in the habit to do it. You don't think about it.
但是只是这样做，然后其他养成习惯，不久以后你就会变得很自然。
And you will have much better health. Your mind will be much more peaceful.
你就会变得更健康，心态会更平和。
You will feel the benefit.
马上就会感到受到益处，这样做的益处。
So in the Western world nowadays, you find it's very common for people to be vegetarian.
所以现在在西方国家的话，素食其实是很普遍的。
Even in China now, we're seeing many vegetarian restaurants open.
即使在中国的话，我们也看到很多很多素食餐馆开张。
In Guangzhou, there's a dozen vegetarian restaurants.
广州有很多素食餐馆。
More and more people are appreciating the need to take care of their health.
更越来越多的人意识到要有必要保持健康，身体的健康。
In China, you have so many nice beans available, and they're all full of protein.
在中国啊，有各种各样的豆类植物，它们都会提供足够的蛋白质。
China must be one of the easiest countries in the world to be vegetarian.
所以中国的话，可能是全世界最容易能够做到素食的国家了。
So many variety of vegetables and beans and grains.
你们有那么多各种各样的蔬菜，豆制品，水果。
But still, people want to eat meat.
但是人们还是想要吃肉。
先不说。
if they are destiny, someone is poor, someone is wealthy, someone is boss, someone just employee. It's just.
Now this is karma.
这是业报，来自于业报。
Everyone is suffering and enjoying according to their past activities.
所有人他在此生享受或是受苦，是根据以前的业报造成的。
那如果这种
Hare Krishna,
yeah.
Chanting Hare Krishna definitely can destroy, it can get rid of all of our karma, bad karma. Yeah.
毫无疑问，唱诵 Hare Krishna 会能够摧毁所有这些，坏的业报。
It has that power. That just simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, you can get rid of so many sins from many lifetimes.
只是通过唱诵这 Hare Krishna 的曼陀罗，就能够去除很多生世积累下来的罪业。
But to get the benefit from that chanting, you have to also give up sins. You cannot chant and keep doing sin.
但是同时在唱诵的同时，必须放弃这些罪恶活动，不能说一边从事罪恶活动一边唱诵，一边唱诵还在于从事罪恶活动。
Because
someone, a fortune teller said that he will die someday, this one day, a fixed day. Through by chanting Hare Krishna, can he keep alive?
Yes.
是的。
Yeah, you can change your destiny.
你可以改变你的命运。
Definitely. There are many, many examples.
毫无疑问，在这方面有很多例子。
That is the power of the mantra, that it changes our destiny.
这就是这个曼陀罗的力量，它能改变我们的命运。
Somebody, sometimes we, you know, a devotee will cut their finger.
有时候奉献者会砍到手指，会切破手指，割破手指。
Prabhupada, the teacher told us that when you cut your finger, you should understand you were meant to be killed, to be stabbed to death, but you only cut your finger because now you are a devotee.
Prabhupada 曾说，如果奉献者你切到了手指，就是说，可能你在这一次本来是要丧命的，但是现在只是。划破手指而已。
So, when we a devotee suffering is we may suffer, but suffering is much reduced because we're chanting Hare Krishna.
因为奉献者他可能还是会忍受承受很多痛苦，但是我们应该知道这个痛苦其实已经减少到了最低程度，因为你已经是奉献者了。
控制情绪的看法。
Your idea about how to control the mood and happiness, for example, happiness and sorrow.
Yeah, well, this is based on controlling the mind.
这基于是控制情绪的基础就是控制心意。
But we have to.Learn to keep the mind steady, not to be affected by happiness and distress.
我们必须学会使我们的心意保持稳定，不要受快乐跟痛苦的影响。
We can do this by having proper transcendental knowledge.
我们通过使自己具有超然的知识，可以做到这一点。
For example, when we have a lot of distress, a lot of pain and suffering.We should not lament because we should understand that it is not going to last forever.
一个例子就是说，如果你有很多痛苦、很多沮丧的事情，那么我们应该知道，我不应该受它影响，应该知道这个痛苦其实不会持续很久的。
The happiness and distress are like winter and summer.
快乐跟痛苦就像夏天跟冬天。
They come and go.
他们来了又走了。
Sometimes you make money and sometimes you lose money.
有时候你赚大钱，有时候你却亏本。
But you have to go on in life.
但是生命还要继续。
When you lose a lot of money, there's doesn't do you any good just to lament.
如果你丢了很多钱的话，如果即使你悲伤也没有什么用。
And when you make a lot of money, there's not why you should rejoice. There's you can there's no point in just being so happy. Oh, I've made so much money. I'm so rich now.
就是说，如果你有很多钱的话，只是高兴的啊，我现在那么有钱了，那么富裕了，这也有没什么用。
No, it's all temporary.
这些都是短暂的。
We have to control the mind by transcendental knowledge.
我们必须用这个超然的知识来控制我们的心意。
Happiness and distress are like two sides of a coin.
快乐跟痛苦就像一个每硬币的正反两面。
That they come together.
他们一起来。
You know, if you're having a lot of success, after some time you'll have some distress.
就好像有时候你可能很成功，但是不久以后就会有失败。
We have to be equal. Have to keep the mind steady in every situation.
我们必须在任何处境中都是心意保持平和、平等看待。
You have to do it by taking shelter of the holy name of Krishna.
我们只必须通过托庇于这个圣名来做到这一点。
And hearing this knowledge.
聆听这门知识。
Fixing our mind on this transcendental knowledge.
把我们的心意固定于这个超然的知识。
We should not get bewildered and start to think, "Oh, I'm very great. I've made so much money."
我们不应该沉溺于想着啊，我赚了这么多钱，我是多么伟大呀，我多了不起呀。
Or we should not lament, "Oh, I'm so hopeless. I've lost so much money."
我们也不应该说感到哎呀，我亏了这么多钱，我太无望了。
We have to see this is all due to our karma. We're suffering and enjoying the results of previous work.
我们必须知觉到，意识到这些都来自于我们过往的业报。我们有时候痛苦，有时候快乐，这都是跟我们过往的业报有关。
You have to just go through all of this.You have to keep yourself steady by spiritual practice that's based on regularly chanting Hare Krishna.
我们必须让自己通过这个有规律的念诵，通过灵修来使我们心意保持稳定。
You regularly chant Hare Krishna and hear this knowledge, your mind will become steady.
有规律的唱诵 Hare Krishna， 然后来聆听这门知识，这样子的话，心意就会变得。
You'll become very determined,
而且会很有决心
and patient,
非常有耐心。
So we develop good qualities by being devotee of Krishna.
所以我们通过成为 Krishna 的奉献者来培养好的习惯、品质、好的品质。
We can keep the mind steady even in difficult situations.
即使在一些非常困难的条件下，我们也能够使我们心意保持平和。
OK，
好了吗？
啊，不撒的，好。
那
我还想问一个问题，就是当一个奉献者不小心破了戒的时候，他该怎么办？
So he has to go on with devotional service.
所以他还是必须再继续从事奉献服务。
And he must be more careful. Must be more careful that you don't do it regularly.Take more care to avoid.
但同时呢，必须更小心、更谨慎的来避免。
We don't want to make a habit of breaking the regular principles.
我们不要把 个打破这个戒律成习当做自己的习惯，养成习惯打破戒律的习惯。
So devotee should feel very fallen and regret.
所以呢，奉献者会觉得自己非常堕落，非常的后悔。
And pray to Krishna to help him remember in future that he will not.
并向 Krishna 祈祷，希望自己呢能够记住这一点，以后呢不要再犯。
But you have to go on.
但是你还要继续做奉献服务。
Krishna says, even if one is sinful, but still if he's on the boat of transcendental knowledge, then Krishna will deliver him.
但是呢 ，Krishna 说过，即使一个人他非常的罪恶，非常堕落，但是如果他使自己。
Krishna will deliver him from material existence if he's situated on the boat of transcendental knowledge.
如果他使自己处于这个灵性的知识的层面呢 ，Krishna 会把他从这个物质的处境中带离出来。
This stated in the Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter.
这在《薄伽梵歌》第九章中讲到了。
Thank you. Hare Krishna.